Developed markets appeared to be on a downer today, but the local market appeared to buck that trend, with the All Share Index closing up 1.3% at 57,854 index points. Pretty much all sectors were up, with financials leading the charge up over 3.2%. The big news in the market space today was the oil price jumping 20% to over $72 a barrel in reaction to news that Saudi Arabia's oil installations had been attacked. Things have since simmered down in that market, although Brent crude is still up around 12%, trading around $68 a barrel. The local currency is trading firmer against major currencies, 14.62 against the US dollar, 16.09 against the euro, and 18.16 against the British pound. Well, I'm joined on the line by Makwe Masilela. He's from Makwe Fund Managers, and he's going to break down the markets for us. Welcome, Mr. Masilela. So why are we seeing a somewhat subdued picture on the international markets today?
Good evening to you and to the listeners. I think they're worried more about the global growth, as you mentioned, the oil prices, that high oil prices might affect global growth. And it's more of a tension, you know, that is escalating in the Middle East. I see that as a big concern, you know, for what it calls the international market, which was the opposite of the local market. And as you indicated in your intro, was led mainly by the financials. And, you know, funny, at some point the rand was weaker. It's only now lately that it managed to strengthen, and financials were just up all the way since the morning. And I think it's more of a question of they are expecting that come Thursday, there is still that hope that maybe the MPC might do something when it comes to interest rates. And also don't forget that the Moody's as well, in a way, if you read between the lines, is that we are kind of on the safe side when it comes to a downgrade come the 1st of November, because remember, if a country gets to be downgraded, and what has to follow, it is going to be your financials. But more importantly, you check our banks. Our banks are cheap compared to international banks. Our banks are very solid compared to international banks. So also maybe people are feeling that banks have just been smacked, you know, for wrong reasons. So they might be coming from a very low base.
Yes.
And not forgetting the data that we saw early, you know, coming out of China. Yes, the numbers were not good, whereas the industrial output, the retail sales, the fixed asset investment, they were all below market expectation. So now people are reading that as the stimulus that we've seen so far coming out of China, it confirms it's not sufficient, or with all this weak data, it gives the Chinese authority more reason to come with the stimulus, especially after we have seen the bazooka that was announced last week Thursday by the European Central Bank, that probably now China, with all this bad economic data, they have to do something. And we know that should China at least manage to get themselves out of trouble, will tend to benefit going forward, given
yeah.
that most of our minerals, they go into that side of the world. So I saw that it's why we are up compared to the European and the American market.
Yes. Still on the issue of the crude oil price, of course it's up on the back of what happened with Saudi Aramco. Obviously there's going to be a process of fixing the installation. We don't know when they're going to be back at full capacity. If we see oil prices elevated around these levels, presumably that's going to be bad news for our inflation.
Yes, and unfortunately it's good news for Sasol, which happens to be the biggest gainer so far in the market. That will be inflationary, you know, and I think that's also one of the reasons why we saw, especially oil importing countries, we saw their currencies being affected negatively. So as you said, if that's inflationary because of high oil prices, then unfortunately, if you dig it down, it means now we know that our Reserve Bank, they've got an inflation target of 3 to 6%. They want inflation expectations to be anchored around 4.5 or less. So now the minute oil prices are going up, it kills that whole thing, that whole excitement that the Reserve Bank might continue with that cycle of decreasing interest rates, because they made it clear that their move will be data dependent. So for me as a consumer, unfortunately that's negative. And also with the hope that we had that come end of this month, that probably we should be getting a petrol price decrease, it kills, you know, that hope as well. So it's not putting us in a good position as consumers. And consumers, we know that we account for almost 62% of our economy, because 62% of our GDP depends on consumer demand. So that tells you that it's also not good for the general economy as well.
It's quite interesting on the Sasol story. Many of your colleagues, your peers that I speak to have been raising alarm bells around Sasol because of the fundamentals of an investment that they made in the United States, and people are worried about their debt levels, etc., etc. But on a day like this, because the oil price goes up, then the share price goes up. But what about the fundamentals of the company? Don't they count?
That is a knee-jerk reaction, and I think about the fundamentals that have already been priced in, you know, that back into this whole thing, because we know that they also delayed the release of their results, and the reason is because they've realized that there are some irregularities that happens to that Lake Charles, you know, project. So we know, and after writing off almost $18 billion, that's why Sasol is trading where it is trading. You know, it's only today that we get good oil prices that you started seeing Sasol going up. So all along, it was down based on those fundamentals. Now, you are getting this, the Brent oil prices improving, and that's going to improve their earnings. As much as they've had some serious write-outs, they'll at least be able to make a little bit of money. But not saying it's going to cancel out completely whatever losses that they've made when it comes to Lake Charles, but at least we can see earnings coming in. Maybe to simplify the whole thing,
yes,
anyone who's going to sell anything that they're producing at a better price, that particular company is going to make money. So that's the situation with Sasol.
Yeah.
If they're going to be selling at higher prices, then that's good for their earnings going forward.
Any interesting company news that you observed today?
The likes of Afrox, that was good, especially with this whole thing that they managed to increase dividends by almost 5.7%. And, you know, they're supplying all the public and the public hospitals and clinics, and that's almost 400 or so of them when it comes to gas. And I think they've got a contract, you know, worth about a billion. That was positive. Hence, the guys saw the necessity for them to be able to increase their dividends. And if you check their EBITDA, was I think around 620, 680 million, which was wonderful. And also the likes of, when you check what is happening with Rhodes Food, that was kind of positive, you know, because they managed to benefit from the weaker rand and exports that managed to help them going forward. Quantum, unfortunately, when it comes to eggs prices going down, unfortunately, that accounts for almost one third, you know, of their earnings. That unfortunately had a negative impact when it comes to their results, because at some point, egg prices were at a higher level because there was a shortage.
Yes.
So now with that shortage going off, unfortunately, prices are starting to normalize. So that affected their earnings.
Super. Makwe, always a pleasure talking to you. You take care and hope to see you in studio in 2 weeks' time. That was Makwe Masilela. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.